You are listening to a summary of Not So Fast, an article by Jeffrey Mervis.
The term autonomous vehicle invokes the image of a completely independent car that drives while we're reading or having a nap. Stop dreaming for now. Jeffrey Mervis takes a critical look at the true abilities and limitations of current autonomous vehicles, which turn out to be not so autonomous yet. The future of driving is bright, he concludes, but a good deal of work still need to be completed. Get Abstract recommends you take Mervis Test Drive. Experts distinguish 6 degrees of autonomy ranging from a human driver completing all tasks to no human driver at all. Current autonomous vehicles still require a human driver for most actions.
Many media reports on autonomous vehicles, AVs, have exaggerated the technology's capabilities and led us to believe that human drivers will soon be a relic of the past. Politicians have followed suit and expressed great excitement for the future of transportation systems. SAE International's experts classify vehicle autonomy using a 6-level scale, 0-5. On level 0, the driver does everything while the car does nothing autonomously. From levels 2 to 4, control gradually shifts from the driver to the car while still requiring or allowing the driver to assume control. On level 5, the car does everything and the driver can't even interfere. The current vehicles on the market are on level 1. They require a driver to perform all tasks and only offer help in certain areas as speed regulation and steering. Level 2 software is in testing. A level 2 vehicle will drive itself in some conditions, but the driver will still be in complete control of the car. From level 2 to 4, control gradually shifts from the driver to the car while still requiring or allowing the driver to assume control.
Public transport and taxi companies might profit disproportionately from AVs, as they won't need drivers anymore.
Plans for autonomous vehicles range from privately owned vehicles to city transportation vehicles such as taxis and buses, where the prospect of getting rid of human drivers means that profit margins should increase greatly. General Motors, GM, has announced a plan to deploy a fleet of taxis by 2019. GM estimates profit margins as high as 30%, a staggering number compared to their current 7.5% profit margin. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has passed bills with bipartisan support in favor of autonomous vehicles. Progress won't be steady, though. Many companies plan to skip level 3, where the car warns you if a problem arises, and go directly to level 4, where the driver can assume control, but never has to.
The automotive industry will have to overcome safety issues. Declining car sales could pose another challenge.
The public has expressed concern for the safety of self-driving cars, and critics think that society will be less accepting of accidents caused by computer malfunctions rather than human mistakes. Terrorists might even turn AVs into weapons, some fear. Some of the main challenges, therefore, concern the regulation of AVs. One underestimated challenge is the increased susceptibility to motion sickness in an AV. The automotive industry will have to address this. At the same time, it may have to deal with declining sales as less people will own a car and just call one if they need it.